Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Christina Stoffel.
It is always nice when we can do the entertainment report live.
Yes.
On the air.
I like it.
The organic feeling of it just developing. And we learn everything we never wanted to know about celebrities, but we will talk about it nonetheless and
That's
ever
true.
The more. Thus, this week's entertainment report with the aforementioned Christina Stoffel.
All right, Ed. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to a Comic-Con?
No.
Okay, it's an experience.
Really?
San Diego Comic-Con just wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, if you don't go in there mentally prepared to be at something that's, like, overwhelming, you're going to, like, lose yourself in this
you
place.
You really have to prepare for this?
Well, yeah. Okay, so San Diego Comic-Con just wrapped up. And it is an experience because you're waiting online for everything. It is mile-long line to get into the place. The thing holds thousands and thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? For me, there's nothing better than waiting on a mile-long line for exclusive panels,
Ooh.
Action figures, and photo ops.
Oh, my.
Okay? So we have Mattel, Hasbro, Hot Toys, Sideshow, AMC had a big Walking Dead panel,
mm-hmm.
Star Wars, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's a two-hour line to sit in the Iron Throne from
2 hours?
Game of Thrones. People wait on hours and hour long
to sit
lines
in a chair
just for a photo op. To sit in the Iron Throne, I would. You
can't
wouldn't?
You just Photoshop yourself
no.
into it?
Listen, come on. There's no photo. No, when you can have the real thing, why Photoshop?
Okay.
Now, this, in my opinion, is a fun-filled four-day event. People
uh-huh.
were lining up at 8 p.m.
for the next day
for a panel that opened the next morning. Okay, in this room, there were panels for Star Wars, Walking Dead, Game of Thrones. Actors from all these shows were in there, and people were like nuts over this.
I would imagine so.
What's very interesting, and I'm going to say spoiler alert here, if you haven't caught up
okay.
on Game of Thrones yet,
okay.
you didn't watch the last episode.
So sing to yourself for the next 30 seconds.
You know, cover your ears for a little while. So what's interesting is
yes.
that the panel for Game of Thrones, two of like the main like writers, producers didn't show up because they wanted to avoid questions that people
Ooh.
Were going to ask about Jon Snow.
Ooh.
Now, if you watch Game of Thrones and you did watch the last episode, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, because I would have been asking about Jon Snow. Is he dead? Is he alive? Is he going to be a White Walker? Did his eyes change color at the end?
It's the only episode I've ever watched. I know the answer.
So okay.
I know.
So, San Diego Comic-Con, definitely experience. People get dressed up as Star Wars,
oh, sure.
figure anime and stuff like that. I've been to New York Comic-Con, not as big as San Diego, but still.
Did you get dressed up?
An experience. No, but I wanted to.
See, now when we go and we cover Walking Con or whatever we're supposed to go to.
Oh, I am totally going to be getting dressed up
then
as something.
You better. You
Listen,
better be dressed that
I will.
Time.
Don't.
Well, I mean, not you better be dressed all the time,
well,
but dressed
you.
Up in character.
I won't. I will not disappoint, Ed, okay?
Wow.
Now, for Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead is coming mm-hmm. out. This is a spinoff of The Walking Dead. It's going to be debuting in August, and it promises to be a psychological, tension-filled show. Okay, now this show revolves around the time when the virus that turned the people into zombies is just kind of like coming to life. So all the trailers are just like, you know, people running and hiding. You don't actually see zombies. It's very, very interesting, but it's not going to have anything to do with the original show or the cast. Totally new cast, new area, different time zone altogether.
So we're making more money off the same idea.
Correct. But this is gonna give you the history of how it all started.
Wow.
Aren't you interested in that?
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued.
I am, and I will be watching in August.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to shift gears a little bit, Ed.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to talk about Justin Bieber,
Ooh.
Who posted a nude photo from a boat in Bora Bora.
Who hasn't?
Why?
Why?
Okay, it's from the back, so we have like a full moon view.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, and he's like pointing off in the distance, looking like contemplatively at like the mountains or something in the distance. Like, why did he post this? Not sure.
Pointing with his hand?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I hope so.
Me too.
Grossies. And to end off this very, very exciting entertainment report, Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick
mm-hmm.
are on the road to break up. Kourtney was simply fed up with his drinking and the fact that he kept embarrassing her. How dare he?
Aww.
Now, here's the thing. 9 years together, mm-hmm. 3 kids, not married.
Wow. That's a bit of a bond.
Yeah. Okay, so Scott was seen getting friendly with a former fling while he was on a vacation in Monte Carlo.
But you got 3 kids with this woman.
You know what?
You don't have carte blanche to go out there and start selecting the produce. You can't do that. You cannot do that.
Too much drama for me.
Way too much.
You know what? 9 years, no ring on the finger. Why wouldn't you want to marry into the Kardashian family?
Well, you know, because it is just what the Kennedys.
The That's true.
The Kardashians, it's one of the same, is it not?
I guess so.
It's
just,
Hyannis Porton of the West.
Sorry, Courtney. I don't know if she's going to, you know, be able to find a new man.
Oh, I think she will.
Oh, I'm sure she won't have an issue.
I think she'll find somebody. You know what? There's still like half the NBA that hasn't dated her, so.
Oh, my goodness. That's Khloe. No, wait a minute.
Oh, wait.
That is Kim. Kim dated NBA.
Yeah.
Khloe, I'm not sure. All the information on her is just how good she looks now because she lost so much weight.
All right. Well, you got NASCAR drivers. You got baseball players. There's so many men out there for her.
So many
musicians.
So many eligible bachelors who will cheat on her. Don't worry, Courtney.
You talk about a two-hour line.
You'll find someone. With this week's Entertainment Update, I'm Christina Stoffo. Ed, sending it back to you.
See, I love when we do this together. It just breathes, it lives, and it germinates.
So yes, it sure does. Germinate's a good word.
And Christina will be back with more entertainment next week.
Are you stressed? Very stressed? You have to de-stress. What do? Do you go buy yourself a goldfish? How about a nice, cuddly, stuffed animal? Maybe take a nice, long, expensive vacation, Well, do you know there are foods that can help lower your stress levels? And they're not the foods that you think of. These are very filling foods. You know how they say you are what you eat? It is especially true when it comes to managing stress and anxiety. Depending upon your tolerance level, certain foods can either leave you in a calm state or give you an unpleasant case of the jitters. However, some of the foods that claim to heal stress and anxiety leave you hungry in a few minutes, and doesn't that just breed more stress? Well, don't worry. According to the cheat sheet, there are some filling, protein-rich foods that will leave you feeling satisfied and calm. You're going to be quite surprised what some of these are. Here we go. The first one, mozzarella cheese. Am I saying that the right way, or is it mozzarella? From The Sopranos and shows like that. I don't know. This protein-packed wonder will not only help you build muscle, but also put the smackdown on stress after a long day. Mozzarella cheese contains tryptophan, an essential amino acid that helps produce serotonin, which may have a calming effect by regulating mood and anxiety. Soybeans, bacon, and oats also contain tryptophan. So now you can go have a pizza and feel good about it. The next one is beef. Beef? This savory delight should be eaten sparingly, but it's just as good for your stress level as it is for your taste buds. Foods that are rich in B vitamins like beef can crush anxiety and keep a low mood at bay. Wait a minute. Mozzarella cheese and beef. Okay, so your stress will be gone, but you will have a cholesterol count of 925. Don't know where we're going with this, folks, but I'd go a little easy on the cheese and the beef if you're going to try to make things better in your life because you're going to end up needing an angioplasty in 2 weeks. The next one is salmon. All right, now this is more like it. Again, these are filling foods that can help lower your stress level. Salmon, rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which not only contribute to heart health, but also help stress and anxiety to simmer down. Protein-rich fatty fish, such as salmon and tuna, can reduce stress hormones and may contribute to the prevention of heart disease and depression. The next one would be yogurt. This thick, rich treat may be the cure for what ails you. Knock out your anxiety with a few bites and you'll be ready to take on the day. A UCLA study found that eating yogurt rich in probiotics twice a day could help reduce stress. And the final one, again, these are filling foods that can combat stress and anxiety. Oysters. A boost in sex drive isn't the only thing you'll get from this shellfish. Oysters can also take the edge off while adding a blast of protein to your meal. These small wonders contain high levels of zinc, which can lower cortisol, a steroid hormone usually released by the body following stressful events. This according to dietitian Erin Polinsky-Wade. Maybe you're stressed out because you can't find someone. So you eat oysters and then you're raring to go. You still can't find anybody, so you're even more stressed than you were before. Are you a slave to the scale? You know, when I'm trying to lose a few pounds and my wife is like, oh, weigh yourself. Wait, it's been 4 days. Weigh yourself. I don't want to weigh myself. If I feel like I'm eating well and that I'm exercising and I feel better and I see that I look a little better, I don't need some scale telling me I only lost 1 pound. That's going to discourage me. But many people do look to the scale to measure their weight loss success. There are other ways. Thus, we have ACE certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie and this week's Fit in a Minute.
Don't get hung up on the number on the scale. Pounds may not be the best indicator for how well you're doing. How are you feeling? Pretty soon you should start to notice that you feel better. You'll have more energy and you'll sleep better. You'll also feel better emotionally since exercise is a stress reducer. Count the little victories. The first time you can walk up a flight of stairs and not lose your breath. Or when you play with your kids for half an hour and you're not exhausted. Your clothes are fitting better. Keep a log when you write down your workouts in an organized, quantified way. You have a record to review as time passes. Your tastes are changing. Steamed vegetables and fish are tasting good. After a few weeks of eating healthy, your taste buds start to change. It may take a bit, and you might be tempted to cheat along the way. You'll look better. One fun and eye-opening way to measure your success is to take photographs along the way. Take a snapshot every 4 weeks in the same clothing. The first time someone says, "Have you lost weight?" is priceless. I'm ACE-certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. And as always, Lisa will be back next week. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend. America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.